What's up, guys? Happy New Year. We're just crossing into the new year, 2024. Bringing in my new year's resolution is to just get in a little bit more on point with the podcast and give you some better content and all that and do some other things and hopefully have a good year with some personal issues. We'll get to that down the road. But I don't know if you guys remember this. I think it was a couple of months ago. It was a 17-year-old British boy. He was missing for 6 years, and then they found him in France. His name was Alex Betty, and he was brought up in the UK, and he's been missing since he had been missing since 2017, but was found on Wednesday morning by the motorist who spotted him walking through rain near Toulouse, France. The boy disappeared after going on holiday with his mother and grandfather in Spain. The pair, who did not have parental guardianship of Alex, have not been located, but remained wanted in the connection with his disappearance. A police source earlier told BBC News that the boy had been taken to the police station by the concerned motorist who had spotted him on the road in the foothills of Pernis early on Wednesday morning. The motorist delivered driver Fabian Akindini saw Alex walk, excuse me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Alex was walking along the road in the foothills. In Wednesday morning, he explained that the kid's been walking for days and that he was set off from a place in the mountains. And though he didn't say where, he said he typed his name into the internet and then he started looking for him. That's when the kid started saying, "Hey, I'm the boy that's been missing." And so, it says Mr. Keeney told the local media Alex planned to have been in to find a big city with an embassy to find assistance. Instead, Mr. Akandini contacted French authorities for help. Alex used Mr. Akandini's Facebook account to contact his grandmother back in the UK. He wrote, "Hello, grandmother, it's me, Alex. I am in France, Toulouse. I really hope that you receive this message. I love you. I want to come home." And they have a picture with the mom. She seems to be maybe just starting to be early mid 30s. The boy said he's been in France for 2 years. Police said, adding that he bore a resemblance to the last known picture of Alex. They've been traveling place to place. People in search of alternative lifestyle. So I guess that part of that town where he was found in is a good place for people that want to live like a nomad type of lifestyle and things like that. I'm sure like digital nomads and things of that nature. She said at the time they were seeking an alternative lifestyle and did not want Alex to go to school. Melanie and Dave Batty left Greater Manchester with Alex for a pre-agreed week-long holiday to Marbella in Spain on 30th of September 2017. Wow. So he's been around the area of Spain. British police were contacted via the UK embassy in Paris. Greater Manchester police confirmed it was in touch with the French authorities to put safeguarding measures in place. This is a complex and long-running investigation. We need to make further inquiries as well as putting appropriate safeguarding measures in place, a spokesman said. In a statement to the Foreign Commonwealth and Development, so the FCDO said, "We are supporting the British national." Was supporting a British national in France and are in contact with local authorities. So I guess they're going to start doing a deeper dive into this investigation to see if there was any, what did the kid release as far as information? What have they been really doing in the last 5 years? Where they've been living like nomads and running here, running there? How are they getting the money? Where were they getting the money from? Was anybody else was giving them, was aiding and abetting them along on this, escapade, if you will. So that's crazy. I don't know about you guys, folks, but I don't mean, I know me. I can't wait till somebody new. We need somebody new in office, all right? And we need strong leaders, man. And I don't see why, you know. And I, you know, guys, I preach about this common sense. You know, we have to be strong in all our endeavors, in all our struggles, and even our triumphs. We have to be strong, and in front of our allies, and our allies have to be strong for us. It's just how it goes. And we know that, you know, Islamic terrorism is on the rise. You know, there's some, you know, whatever that type of war is going on, we're just caught in the middle of all this. You know, like whatever governments are doing, we're just caught in the middle. You know, but unfortunately, I'm on the side. Not unfortunately, but I'm just saying, unfortunately, I'm on the side that, you know, that protects people, and we look bad in doing that. And I'm on the side of America, and I'm going to fight for my country because I love my country. So I'm on that side. I'm not on the Islamic side. So unfortunately, you know, if they want to say I'm a white devil or I'm just some infidel, that's fine. Well, let me be that. But it is what it is. But I have no, like, skin in the game as far as the war is concerned. Whatever they tell us it is, and then whatever they're doing behind our backs is totally unbeknownst to us. So it's whatever. But that's my side. It's like if you go to, let's just say, yeah, somebody like a liberal, and you like, you know, you like black people, you like Chinese people, you like white people, you love every race. You're right. You're an international human being. Well, when you go to jail, you can't do that. You have to rock with your race that you're with. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the way, it's survival. Do you know what I mean? So in the case of survival, yes, you know, this is what it is. So over the weekend, you know, so as long with the Hamas and Israeli war going on and everything really ratcheted up, them blowing out the tunnels, the Houthi rebels from Yemen, down near the Horn of Somalia, that whole, the Red Sea, it's really a hotbed area, right? So we have allies, forces out there. We have the USS, I think it's USS Eisenhower out there, along with, I think some British forces. So we're out protecting that. Now we're getting attacks from Yemen, right, off the coast of Yemen, from Houthi rebels. And this is in response to the whole Israeli Hamas thing. Syria is also in on that. And so goes the neighborhood. So now what it is they want to draw us into a big conflict. So according to BBC, Defense Secretary Grant Shapps, some British forces are ready to act against Houthi rebels that target cargo ships in the Red Sea. Now, famously, they attacked this commercial vessel. It was the same vessel that was Maersk, but it wasn't the Maersk Alabama. It was Maersk something. I don't know. It came from another state port, but it was just coincidence that it was a Maersk. In the newspaper article, he said the UK is willing to take direct action to protect key shipping lanes, which is great, highlighting how a British warship shot down a suspected attack drone in the Red Sea in December. Mr. Shapp said we won't hesitate to take further action. The Houthis have targeted foreign ships since the Israel-Hamas war started. The Iran-backed rebel group has declared support for Hamas and has said its targets ships traveling to Israel, launching more than 100 drone and missile attacks. The U.S. and British warships have been shooting down these missiles and drones at huge cost, but are now warning the Houthis to stop or risk military retaliation. So now they're done pussyfooting. They're saying, okay, look, you know, we gave you enough warning. We tell you a million times, cut the shit, or we'll swat you like the bug you are. And they're just going to keep pushing it. So in this article in the Daily Telegraph, Mr. Shapps wrote, the Houthis should be under no misunderstanding. We are not committed to holding a mainline actor accountable for unlawful seizures and attacks. He added continued Red Sea aggression risks miscalculation and escalation, which could trigger a regional-wide conflict. If the Red Sea was not protected, he wrote, at risk emboldening these looking to threaten elsewhere, including the South China Sea and Crimea. So, who's he referring to? Obviously, Russia and China. Mrs. Shabe said the situation was a test of the international community and that the UK needed to stand firm with our allies. So it stated over the weekend, along with the operations that they've launched in December to protect ships and the shipping in this area, along with the UK, Canada, France, Bahrain, Norway, and Spain have also joined the fight. According to the Ministry of Defense, the Homeland Ministry of Defense in British, says the 45 type destroyer shot down a suspected attack drone that month and said it was the first time in decades that the Royal Navy had shot down an aerial target in anger. And so on Sunday, U.S. Navy said it destroyed Houthi small boats whose crew tried to board a container ship in the Red Sea. That was the Maersk. One helicopters from nearby U.S. warships respond to address the distress call, and after being fired upon, sank three boats in self-defense. The crews were killed, and the fourth boat fled the area. So they let that one go. Believe you me, they let that one go. Tell your friends what happened here. The problem for the U.S. and the U.K. and their allies is that targeting the Houthis missile launch sites would seriously escalate the current crisis in the Middle East, potentially pulling the West and Iran into direct confrontation. It would also portray the West, as viewed in the Arab world, as joining the Gaza conflict on Israel's side. The Red Sea is one of the world's most important shipping lanes, as it links markets in Europe and Asia. Around 12% of the global trade passes through the Bab el Mandeb Strait, near to where the Houthis are targeting the shipping. Analysts warned the Houthis could see rise in prices, and it could also and it's also one of the most important routes for oil and liquefied natural gases shipments produced in the Middle East. So yeah, through the Suez Canal, Red Sea, the Horn of Samoa, yeah. So we really gotta really be on guard, and so I'm sure that there's gonna be one more huge conflict. So, speaking in that area, we have Sudan, Yemen, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is an ally. And we have Egypt. Now, the key thing with Egypt is, let me just take a quick break and I'll be right back with what's going on with Egypt. Sojin Gere's mother in the UK in the court after children's deaths in Colorado. A mother accused of murdering two of her children in the US has appeared in the court for extradition proceedings after being arrested in the UK. Kimberly Singler was detained on Saturday in central London. Her daughter, aged 9, and son, 7, were found dead at a home in Colorado on 19th of December, along with her 11-year-old daughter, who was injured. The United States police said they issued a warrant for her arrest last week. Singler has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of attempted murder, 3 counts of child abuse, and 1 count of assault. The UK's National Crime Agency, NCA, said she appeared at Westminster's Magistrates Court on Monday for an extradition hearing. She was remanded in custody and will next appear in court on the 29th of January. On Saturday, December 30th, 2023, in Kingston area of London, officials from the National Crime Agency National Extradition Unit arrested a 35-year-old female wanted in the United States of America for offenses including 2 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. So the third, it seems like the third daughter, made it out alive. Wow, Jesus. In the press release last week, Colorado Springs, I mean, you know, you would think that she would put them all down. She, maybe after the second child, she got tired, or did somebody come in? Did she get spooked with something? So the Colorado Springs Police Department said it's first responded to a 911 call reporting a burglary at the Colorado residence at 0029 local time on the 19th of December. Singler and her eldest daughter were found injured and received treatment at the scene before being taken to the hospital. The force later determined the initial report of burglary to be unfounded. Okay. In its latest release, it confirmed she was arrested without incidents in the UK and said more information would be shared in a press conference to be scheduled in the future. Wow, so they're really staying tight-lipped about this girl. And this happened sometime last week, you'd say a little over a week ago, so... That's going to be... I'm dying to see what's going on more with that. You know, there's some sick people out there. And that's the thing in this country. We're having a serious mental health crisis issue. To the point where... Nobody's getting help. And they're just throwing them on the streets. And you'll have fly-by-night people... Go in and out of these places on a monthly basis. So every 4 months, you'll have the same kid that's in a mental institution. You know, go back in, stay for 4 days, come out 2 weeks later, he's back in. You know, and they just call him fly by nights. You know, and you have a core of these people, and I'd say for each community, I'd say, well, at least for Cambridge, we had about, it was probably roughly maybe like 30 people that would, you know, come in. And I'd say out of 30% out of that, those people were homeless. And since there's been no help for so long, these people got institutionalized or street institutionalized. I can't think of the word of it, but the thing is they just got so used to living on the streets that they give them a home, and these days you'll still see them early in the morning out in the cold, chilling, acting as if they were still as homeless as you seen them yesterday. I mean, you know, it boggles my mind, and that's how bad it just shows that the system has failed. But then again, you know, us taxpayers, we don't bitch and say, oh, hey, well, you know what, if we don't see any type of improvement in the programs that we provide and we pay for, then we're gonna stop paying for them. But there's nobody that can just, there's nobody in Washington that says, hey, look at, that's it, we're done, we're not paying for no more of this. Do you know what I mean? So the next budget, next go around, no, we got to go through all this big song and dance of pushing it through this legislation and this legislation, and there's people that would oppose this. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing that's the thing that fucking boggles my mind, is that you have people that are saying, well, you know, hey, we're just going to will and throw fucking money out the window. Whatever, that's fine. But then again, it's like, but that's not your fucking money. That's our money. And his money too, obviously, or his or her money, whoever, you know what I'm getting at. But the majority is the people's. And so we put, you know, we get paid these taxes on everything, on goods and services, whether it be from the state, via the federal government, whatever it is, and we're paying these taxes, we eat them, but we don't see no fucking profits from them. We don't see anything good come out of these programs. Nothing. I mean, you have illegals crossing over at an exciting clip. A quarter of a million this month alone? A quarter of a million people crossed the border this month alone. It's 300 fucking thousand people. You do you do the math on it, you're talking about almost like 2.5 million people within a year. That's insane. And not only to boot, your head would fucking spin if I told you, that, remember I told you in the last episode podcast, it was like, hey, you know, it pays to be an immigrant nowadays. I mean, you'd be better off to leave this country and come back in through the fucking border. Because they're giving immigrants more rights, more money, more access to shit that me and you would have to pay an arm and a leg for. Okay? And so, not only that, they're getting educated, they're getting housed. That means that, you know, anybody that's coming over the border is going to get housed way before you, or even if you know a family member that, let's say, had a baby 2 years, has been living with their mother and father for the last 2 years, they're fitting to get out, they turn their life around, put their name in, you know, some kind of housing, a HUD, and, you know, they got the acceptance letters that they're on the waiting list. Next thing you know, there's an influx of fucking migrants coming, and you know what, you're getting pushed to the back, because, unfortunately, you're white and American, and these people, you know, need a place to stay emergency, because they've been, you know, traveling so long, and that's the excuse they're gonna give to you. And you're going to say to them, did I tell them to fucking come here? Did I tell them to walk 3,000 miles or to do whatever? Did I tell him to do that? Well, no, but you should have a heart and feeling for them. Well, what about you having a heart and feeling for me? Well, you lived in this country. You know that you can probably go to the Pine Street Inn or something like that, you know. And you're going to look as if you're the bad guy. And you're non-American for asking for your piece of the pie from your own fucking country. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's the shit that people are gonna soon wake up and see. And the price tag for all this is, I think we quoted $451 billion, and we had 300 illegals come in. And do you know that they all received $500,000 gift card for illegals, for immigrants to come in this country? They gave them $5,000. Imagine. So let's do this. Okay. It says now, okay, wow, the federal government gives migrants $5,000 gift cards. Fact check by the by verifythis.com. False, migrants do not don't receive $5,000. Statement, we have our government giving people who came to this country illegally $5,000. And it says no. Choosing $5,000 federal government. People who enter the U.S. illegally, cell phone and domestic plane ticket, spreads false claims about migrant aid. Okay, so far it says it's illegal. I mean, not illegal. It's so far it's bullshit. So but I think there is some truth to it. So, Senator Cruz, Dick Durbin, about whether they had an argument on the Senate floor, whether...
Morning, Vietnam! Tuesday morning, folks. January 2nd? Might be the 2nd. Anyway... It's Tuesday morning. I'm on my way to work, just like a lot of you are, right? And as you're driving along and you're listening to your, you know, your podcast or your music or whatnot, you might have put on the news and seen today's headlines. Tell me, did you ever think in this world that you, for all the tax money that you put out, you think you would see some type of kickback from the money that we just gave to you? Ukraine, the money that we just gave to Israel and any other money that we support with any other governments, whether it be, you know, Egypt, the UK, Germany, Brazil, whoever, right? With some reports, and it's not whether it's true or not, I mean, I've heard some reports that when migrants been getting close to, now whether it's true or not, so there's a lot of conflicting reports out there, whether they're actually getting $5,000 or are they getting $3,000. Now, before this really made headlines, the story, it was reported that they were getting about $3,000 in gift cards to stores and such to get clothing and things like that. Now, whoever was footing the bill, I have no idea. But if you did $3,000 times 300,000 people that crossed the border in this month alone, in the month of December alone, 2023, that's a flabbergasting amount. And so every time that I just beat myself to death with this number of $451 billion annually. I mean, that's over $1 trillion in 2 years, just about $1.3 trillion in 3 years. That's crazy. That's insane. I don't care if you're a fucking Stalin type liberal. You cannot say that is feasible and that is sustainable for us. That's going to be taking in a half a point of our friggin' GDP. That's just insane. It boggles my mind. $451 billion, but yet you go here, we are, going on the way I work, and dealing with the traffic and all the bullshit, and you got companies that are making wild profits off of, whether it be Barack Obama giving you a free fucking phone, or the illegals getting $300,000, or people with free Medicaid and free health and free this and free dental, and you don't see a goddamn lick of profit from any of these companies that we support via another person. So I help Joe Schmo down the fucking street, so don't you, to help Joe Schmo, but the only people that benefit from this is Joe Schmo and the companies that survive, that provide the product that allows the federal government to put in the realm of, oh yeah, you can purchase this with your EBT, or you can purchase this, you can purchase that, okay? So an example would be like 6 months ago when the illegals were coming in and they had to go to DoorDash, they couldn't go to DoorDash because DoorDash wouldn't accept EBT. Now all of a sudden, now they do. So now your EBT card can be purchased for food transactions, okay? And how is the DoorDash paying their people with the federal money that's not allocated as in cash? Do you know what I mean? How is the tip getting paid for the DoorDashman on the food stamps? Do you know what I mean? It makes no sense. So is there some kind of fraud going on, or do these illegals just get their own type of laws and said shit? I mean, it's really benefiting migrants to come through this country. You might as well just jump over the border and come back in and say you have nothing and you want to seek asylum. What? I mean, it's insane. It's insane. They get free fucking, they drive around and it's not even the illegals. To me, it's just our federal government. I don't see any profits from this. Do you know how much that would do for the people that are sitting there on the road right now or in the woods homeless? And if they was getting some type of residual check from the companies that their tax dollars go to, whether it be they take it out of their Social Security or some vets, I mean, whatever. But the thing is, what I'm saying is they're paying into their own system. You know, somebody with food stamps is paying into the system. But yet, us helping other Americans, we don't see any kind of profit from that. Now, granted, you ain't gonna see a whole bunch, but Jesus, you start racking up all the programs that we got, and you'd say, wow, You know what? That would give me probably an extra, I don't know, $1,000 a year. You know? I mean, just, I mean, you know, you look at the price of cheese. Motherfuckers are willing to steal cheese out of Wisconsin worth 20 grand 2 years in a row. And, but, you know, you go sell that cheese, that same cheese in Stop and Shop per pound to every other customer. You start looking and you're saying, that's a lot of profit. That's a few cents I could have got off that profit. Yeah, because you know why? The person that's buying is with EBT, with the food, and I mean, with the money that you put into your taxes. I just find it so fucking lopsided. Do you know what I mean? You know, like the CEO that says, oh yeah, just we're killing our profits, we're fucking killers on this cheese. You know, EBT's paying it. Yeah, shit, I'll give them more money if they can buy more of my cheese, because shit, it the numbers crunched. I make more money for them buying my cheese than I am paying in taxes. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, these are the things that I feel that we're just totally getting fucked out of, and nobody's really thought of them. You know, I mean, look at African Americans wanting their 40 acres of mule, and they're putting inflation on it. Shit. Huh? Come on now. So, you know, but it almost does no good, because you can give 40 acres of the mule to a lot of people, and they won't take care of it. They'll just run into shit and then ask you again, like, hey, can I get another 40 acres in a mule? And it's like, well, and this is something I see. You can give people free everything, and they will just tear it to shit. Build a complex. Put housing in there. The place goes down to shit. Why? Because it's free. It's not coming out of their pocket. So therefore, they have no responsibility or any kind of equity, sweat equity, or care equity to fucking say, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep this place nice. Now, if they were getting a check every week, every year from the money that other taxpayers are putting in on that place, and we're American, we don't discriminate, and we bust it all fair and square to everybody, they get a little piece of that. Now they're incentivized, instead of defranchised, to take care of the places around them. Just like this city, state, highways, roads. I mean, you got people in other states who will pick up trash from other people because they have some equity in there saying, hey, look, you know, my house across off the fucking highway is worth $300K. If I cleaned up some of the trash, it'd be worth another fucking 20 grand. So if we were just to do these simple little methods and get people, like I said, instead of defranchising them, they have incentivized them to love their property around them. They will only make better choices for them, the South, and the world around them. You know, you give them fucking something to, you give them something free that they don't have to pay for or have to maintain. They're like, they just chucking up like, oh, it's just the taxpayers. But if they, like I said, if we were reaping some profits and then 1 year, you know, they had that mentality, somebody would say, well, listen, now this year, coming this year, we're going to get lower equity because you wanted to fucking sit here and have your friends, your son's friends tag up all inside of the building. So now we just lost equity. What do you mean? Yeah, that you're going to start, you get a check at the end of the year for, you know, X amount of bucks. And now that this went down 25%, we're not going to see that. We're going to see 50 bucks, but we could have seen 150. Are you shitting me? Really? They would have gave me 150 bucks for Nella's spray paint and took it down. Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Well, that's the thing. When you don't know, don't mean you go do something fucking stupid. So now they're franchised. Now the kid goes fucking gets a pan of can skin and paint, spray paint. The mother slaps him right upside the fucking head. I know that ain't going up on my wall. What do you mean, Mama? What do you mean, what I mean? We own this building now. Really? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So go tell fucking your stupid fucking friends, Mike and Ike, to fucking stop the shit. You know? And this is what I'm saying. And that's what I mean. And then now the kids are, the kids benefit. Everybody benefits. So. We got to start some kind of program where it would just be, you know, it's like if people in Alaska, they get money and royalties off the oil. You know what I mean? It gets pumped into that, into the economy. So now, right, you don't see any type of fucking activist trying to blow up that fucking pipeline, do you? No, because if they live in Alaska, they're eating off that oil. Okay, so they love that pipeline. They can say whatever they want now because they're getting the money. But when they're not getting the money, you watch how fast they start saying they love that pipeline. Okay, so anybody says they don't like that pipeline in Alaska that's collecting a check is bullshit. They're lying to you. But and that's why you don't see no sabotages on those lines. Not only that, it'd be a hard sell to destroy some of those pipelines, but you know, at the end of the day, why would you destroy them? You're just slicing your own throat as far as finances. You know what I mean? And we're not talking chump change. These people get it, an extra $1,500. You know what I mean? A year. So now it's like, okay, so let's just say you're a family of two, right? And you're getting 25 off each kid. You got five there. Let's just say you want to put a down payment on a car. That $1,600 that's coming from the oil, now you have the room to put a down payment on a car. Or you want to pay off some credit card shit. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the shit that money benefits a lot. It's just like if you're a smoker and you stop smoking, you're going to save a lot of money. I just feel that, you know, Americans ain't incentivized enough or ain't taught about money. If we were all taught about finances and money, I mean, I'm watching Billions, okay? And I grant that I get it, it's a movie. But if you could make an eighth of what they're doing, you're making money. I mean, in the options game, I played on my Weeble. Remember we were talking about that, the paper trading? Because the holidays have been all fucked up, so the market's been open, closed. Now we're getting over the first of the year. I think it's open today or... But the top of next week, I'm going to start that paper trade, and we can go on that. But once you, if you do this on the option side, you'll start to see that this money that these people, these hedge funds make, is not off the beaten path. This shit is real. You know what I mean? And you can lose it that quick, just like Mike Prince did in there. You know, but you look at it and you say, Jesus, here they go, making mad profits, you know, and half of these companies are taxpayer funded because of the social programs that we have. But we don't see any type of profit. That's why nobody thinks like those people think. If every American thought like those people think, you know how far ahead we would be? Because everybody would be trying to make a profit. Reaching that quota is what you've got to get. You know what I mean? So, once you incentivize people, you know, and if we were all taught finances, you know, your son doesn't know or daughter doesn't know what they want to do, they need money, learn how to be an accountant. Go study some financial schools. It takes 2 to 4 years. Shit, I haven't even thinking of it, you know. And that's when you'll be able to go in and look at a company and realize their financial health and well-being in this game. And understand if it's a winner or not in the stock market. And that can't hurt you to know that type of, have that type of insight. You know, I mean, shit. But that's it. The game's to be sold and not told. That's why, you know, it takes you to go to high and learn in education and pay all this money and say, hey, look, now you can reap the benefits of fucking having the intellect. Going through this bullshit to become rich, so you can do whatever, you know, so you can do what you got to do, you know what I mean? And so, Jesus, this guy was driving like a fucking moron. I just wish I was taught finances, because shit, you know what I mean? I'd have been trading like crazy, and a lot of people would like trading because it's almost like gambling, so. But if you're taught a little finance, and that's why you got to pay to play, because it's a fucking game, and the game is to be sold and not told. That's why you buy the education, you buy the piece of paper, you buy the key that gets you into the door, into that world. You know, so you want success out of your kids, yeah, they need to get the key. You college. Shit, and it doesn't have to be a law college, a big college, a sophisticated college. I mean, people are hurting for workers, and especially educated workers, to the point where they'll take any, they're ready to take, you know, scabs off the street, for Christ's sakes, and mold them into the, to what they want, knowing that that's better, that's more profitable, probably, than taking in somebody that is a fucking Harvard grad, for Christ's sakes. But, hey, you know, it's just wishful thinking, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, God bless the people out in Japan that are getting out there, hit with that earthquake. I don't know, you guys see that video with the fucking cement buckling? With the bricks? The shit just rose up. I mean, it's so fucking funny that, like, you know, I don't know if it's real or not, but it looks so fake that you're like, it's just the way the earth moves and crumbles things, and it makes us feel so small. It's insane, Mother Nature's power. But yeah, Japan had a huge earthquake, and they're looking for rogue wave, you know, some type of rogue waves coming over to L.A. and stuff like that. So be aware if you're out on the West Coast, shit like that. What else went on here over the weekend? New Year's, the ball dropped. Got more migrants coming in. Should be a hell of 24. But listen, I don't know. Just do some deep searching and say, hey, listen, how was I doing 4 years ago? You know, was I better with this guy or better with that guy? I don't know. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. That means I would go with the opposite guy. If it was Trump, if it was fucking Bush, if it was anybody, I'd go with the other one. You know what I mean? That means I'm not going to go out and fucking hit the vote, please. All right? I'm just saying that, like, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd bet on that guy, and I would want him to win because I do, you know, because I was doing better. You know what I mean? And that's just, and that's all. We all get to feed our families at the end of the day the best way we know how. So, shout out to you and your loved ones. Happy New Year's. And I hope you guys have a great week. And I'll catch you on the flip. Peace!